Yesterday I went for the second time to the Crystal Palace. We remained in it about 3 hours, and I must say, I was more struck with it on this occasion than at my first visit. It is a wonderful place, vast, strange, new, and impossible to describe. Its grandeur does not consist in one thing, but in the unique assemblage of all things. Whatever human industry has created, you find there, from the great compartments filled with railway engines and boilers, with mill machinery in full work, with splendid carriages of all kinds, with harness of every description, to the glass-covered and velvet-spread strands loaded with the most gorgeous work of the goldsmith and silversmith, and the carefully guarded caskets full of real diamonds and pearls worth hundreds of thousands of pounds. It may be called a bazaar or a fair, but it is such a bazaar or fair as Eastern genii might have created. It seems as if only magic could have gathered this mass of wealth from all the ends of the earth, as if none but supernatural hands could have arranged it thus, with such a blaze and contrast of colors and marvelous power of effect. The multitude filling the great aisle seemed ruled and subdued by some invisible influence. Amongst the 30,000 souls that peopled it the day I was there, not one loud noise was to be heard, not one irregular movement seen. The living tide rolls on quietly with a deep hum like the sea heard from the distance.